Hi everyone, and welcome back to Thinking Religion. I'm Sam Harrelson, and it's been a little while since I've done one of these solo episodes, but just wanted to share something that feels personal and bigger than just me. It's something I've been working on for the past few months, and actually, if I'm honest, probably for the last couple of decades. I'm finally at the point where I'm ready to put a name on it and invite others to it, and I'm calling it Ministries Lab. So, what is Ministries Lab and why am I starting this now? And to answer that, let's back up a bit. Most of you who've listened to this podcast over the years know my background is a little all over the place, depending on who you ask. I've been a minister, I've been a teacher, I've been a marketing consultant, I've stood in pulpits, I've sat across the table from nonprofit directors, I've wrestled with Google Ad dashboards and WordPress installs. And I've loved all of it in its own way. Even the middle schoolers I've taught over the last almost 20 years now, go back to 2003, I think. But underneath all of that work, there's always been this question running like a thread in my life. How do we tell our story in a way that is authentic, transformative, and faithful? And that question has led me in some surprising directions, even for myself. And now, in my doctoral work at the California Institute of Integral Studies, in our program on ecology, spirituality, and religion, that question has taken on a new urgency. Because it's not just about telling our story as individuals or as churches or as organizations, it's about telling our story as a part of the larger web of life. We are living in what Thomas Berry called the great work, the task of our time, which is to transition human communities from a destructive relationship with the earth, one that's extractive and colonialist and us imposing our will and ourselves onto the earth, to a more mutually enhancing one. And it's not just science, it's not spirituality, it's spirituality, it's science, but it's also theology. But here's the problem, and this is where the tension arises. Too many of our churches either don't know how to step into that conversation, or they feel paralyzed by it for scientific or political or social reasons. And sometimes ecology feels way too political to bring up on a Sunday morning. I get it. Other times it gets relegated to a side committee, a recycling program, an energy audit. A green team, if you're a progressive church, that works over in the corner. But the truth is, our spirituality is already ecological. One of my favorite writers and thinkers is a person named Edith Stein, and she has an incredible story. And she ended up converting to becoming a nun. Shortly after the outbreak of World War II, but she was eventually killed in the Holocaust because she came from a Jewish cultural background. And Stein is a phenomenologist, and she was very interested in how we perceive things in the early 20th century. And she wrote about empathy, which has been weaponized and demonized and used in this odd way over the last couple of years, especially by sort of the podcasting tech bro side of things. But Edith Stein wrote about empathy as a way of crossing boundaries into the life of something else. So what if we took that seriously, not just for human others, but for cities or rivers or animals who share this world, this planet that we live on? Alfred North Whitehead, you might have heard of. He was a mathematician at first, but also an incredible philosopher. He insisted that reality is relational at its core, that everything is connected and everything is in process. And it's a profoundly ecological insight, and it's also profoundly theological. One of my favorite, more contemporary writers is a person named Donna Haraway. And Haraway has this wonderful phrase that she says is staying with the trouble. not running away from an ecological crisis in this sense, but not papering over it, but staying with it, entangling ourselves in it, and finding new kinship within it. So the deeper question for churches isn't, should we care about ecology? Everyone's going to say, yeah, sure. Like, we all know things are happening. There's hurricanes in the upstate of South Carolina and Western North Carolina that we've never seen before. Forest fires are raging. Wildfires are raging throughout North America. There's a real crisis of both human and environmental scales on things like food production and where does the beef in our hamburgers from McDonald's come from? All those questions that we have, why are the price of eggs so high? All these things that we wrestle with daily. The deeper question is, how can we recover ecological wisdom that's already embedded in our traditions, especially in the Christian tradition, which I'm a part of? Because every baptism is ecological. Every communion table is ecological. Every hymn that we sing, every prayer that we whisper, every potluck meal, every funeral, every wedding, all of that is situated in and sustained by things that are not human, the more than human world, we might say. And that's the ground where Ministries Lab really begins. So, practically speaking, what is Ministries Lab? Well, it's part consulting, it's part teaching, it's part spiritual experiment. On one level, it's consulting, what I do and have done for over 20 years now. And I'm taking those years I've spent in marketing and digital strategy and everything from designing brochures to websites to working on in-person marketing and public relations to crisis points where politicians or churches or nonprofit groups have gotten into conundrums that they had to find their way out of, all those experiences over the last few decades. And I'm trying to apply those to the unique needs of churches and especially ministries. So how do you tell your story in a noisy digital world where people are tuning in and tuning out and engaging, but engaging in new ways between artificial intelligence and TikTok and Instagram reels and all those things that compete for our attention? And then you have those of us who put all that aside and we delete our social media and we move back to books and CDs and vinyl records and more of an offline experience, if you will. So how do you tell your story? How do you reach the people that you're called to reach? Not just with gimmicks and funny videos or the latest memes or ice bucket challenges or anything like that, but with authenticity. On a different level, maybe another level, Ministries Lab is about speaking and teaching. I've preached many, many sermons. I've led workshops, and I'm doing the same thing with this and giving talks on the intersections of faith, ecology, and communication. This isn't about throwing more statistics at people or showing graphs of how the earth is warming up or how much CO2 we're releasing into the atmosphere each and every year. It's about reframing our theological imagination. And yet on another level, this is Ministries Lab. This is about place-based practices, helping congregations connect with their local ecosystems in ways that are approachable, but transformative. I read a study from the UK, over in England, that it was something like the average young person there spends 4% of their time outside engaging with what we call nature. And that's not the direction we want to be in. And in my mind, ministries and churches and religious groups have an incredible opportunity to help people steer themselves in ways that are more healthy and intentional and engaging. So let me give you a few examples of what this might look like. Imagine a congregation here in South Carolina creating a liturgy around watersheds, praying for the rivers that sustain them, learning the names of the creeks and streams, maybe even taking communion outdoors near the water. Here in our hometown of Spartanburg, South Carolina, we're blessed to be literally in between two main watersheds, two main river systems. And we're actually, we live, we're very much a part of that. And we're very intentional and aware, because one of the main creeks from one of those watersheds flows right by our house. And anything that we put into the lawn, or anything we put on the lawn, or anything that we put in our flower beds or our gardens, or anything that we do, really impacts that watershed. And I try to make my own children aware of that, in not a judgy way, but in a way that, that helps them see themselves as part of this very thriving ecosystem and this thriving ecological web that, that we happen to find ourselves in. What about a church that plants a pollinator garden on its property, not just as beautification, but as a theological practice of hospitality to all of God's creatures? We have all seen churches spend a whole lot of money on pruning their beautiful oak trees and maple trees and walnut trees here in South Carolina to make sure that the campus looks great. And that's good, and go for it. That's, you know, part of beautification. I understand that. However, beautification by human methods isn't necessarily the only thing that we need to be attending to. And I think Jesus would point us in that direction as well. What about a youth group that learns the story of the trees in their hometown? Maybe the old oaks or the cedars that we have here, or Carolina Bays down in the low country of South Carolina, and connects that to the biblical imagery of the tree of life. Or even something as simple as rethinking digital outreach, so that a church's online presence doesn't just market programs, but actually communicates a vision of ecological belonging, and does so in a way that doesn't just use energy tapping AI or website hosting that isn't intentional, but thinks about energy resources in different ways. These are small, concrete practices, but they open up new ways of seeing and engagement and authenticity. And my hope with Ministries Lab is to create a kind of workshop space, a lab. I was a science teacher for a long time. There you go. Where leaders and congregations can experiment, reflect, and discover how their faith speaks to the ecological realities of our time. Why now? Well, because the church has always been at its best when it helps people see the world differently. Think of the Hebrew prophets calling people back to covenant by pointing to the land itself, its fertility, its desolation, its promise. Think of Jesus, who so often told stories about birds and seeds and fields and rivers. Those weren't just nice illustrations. Those were theological claims. They were ecological claims. Think of Hildegard of Bingen in the 12th century singing of Veritas, the greening power of God pulsing through the earth. Or think of one of my favorite writers and thinkers and authors, Ursula Le Guin, who once wrote that we live in a world where everything is alive and interconnected. That sounds a lot like what Scripture has been telling us all along. We have a deep well of wisdom here, but right now, too many churches are either silent or just hesitant to draw from it. And I think what we need are leaders and communities willing to step into this moment with courage, imagination, and joy. This isn't about politics. This isn't about environmental awareness or anything like that. This is about theology and spirituality and Christianity. And what we need are leaders and communities willing to step into this moment with courage, imagination, and joy. And that's why Ministries Lab exists. And that's where you come in. Ministries Lab is not meant to be just my project. It's an invitation. If you're a pastor who's been wondering how to bring ecological concerns into your preaching without it feeling forced or artificial or political, if you're a church leader who wants your congregation to be more connected to the land and water around you, but you're not really sure where to start, if you're simply curious about how faith and ecology might come together in practice, then I would absolutely love to have a conversation with you. So if you're here on the podcast, there's a link down below. It's my website, samharrelson.com. It's been my consulting website for, again, over 20 years. But if you go to samharrelson.com, there's a link to Ministries Lab, and you'll find more about what I'm offering there, consulting, speaking, place-based practice. But more than that, I hope you'll find an open door to the narrow way, as Jesus says. I don't claim to have all the answers, but what I do have are some tools, some theological insights, and a willingness to walk alongside communities who feel the Spirit nudging them into something new. So that's Ministries Lab. It's a culmination of years of ministry, teaching, consulting, marketing work, all these things, and study. It's a way of pulling together the threads of my own life into something that I hope can be of service to others. And it's always an ongoing experiment, a lab in the truest sense. So thank you. And thanks for thinking with me, as always, on this podcast. So if you're interested, reach out. Let's talk. Let's see what might grow. And until next time.